Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with the latest. Paramedics have transported a patient in a serious condition to the Princess Alexandra Hospital following an earlier vehicle and motorbike crash at Acacia Ridge. Meanwhile, mayhem on the M1 at Pimpama. A crash involving at least six vehicles has forced the closure of three southbound lanes. A federal court judge has dismissed a defamation case brought on by a decorated soldier, Ben Robert Smith. The war veteran sued three newspapers over a series of articles published in 2018, which alleged a number of serious crimes, some of which occurred during his time in Afghanistan. It's been found defences of substantial or contextual truth had been established regarding some of the claims. Gold Coast Police are still looking for the person responsible for delivering a fatal coward punch. A 39-year-old was allegedly punched in the face on Saturday by another man who fled the scene on foot. The victim sadly died in hospital this morning. And federal changes kicked in today, increasing HECS debts by 7.1%. It's the biggest hike in three decades, affecting around 3 million Aussies. But Shadow Education Minister Sarah Henderson says students should have been given options to pay down debts.
The Education Minister, Jason Clare, has been missing in action on this critical issue at a critical time for so many Australians feeling cost of living pressures, and it is time the government stepped up.
Updating sports, State of Origin continues tonight with the Queensland women clashing the New South Wales Blues in Sydney. Maroon debutante Romy Tightsell tells us how the point system works for the two-game series.
Our aim for this series is obviously to win 2-0. We're going out there with the mentality to be the better team, not only the first game but the second. But if it does come to a draw, it's a team that puts on the most points. So you definitely want to be playing good footy, scoring points.
Kickoff is at 7:45 p.m.